Clive Dickens, I was nearly going to say Absolute Radio, but Southern Cross or Stereo now, big change for you.
Yeah, we say SCA, it's easier to pronounce. Big change, been there 11 months, been phenomenally busy. We're a big company, lots of travel, and it's amazing work. We're just the team, I'm working with a really big team, very talented, and really enjoying it.
Seems to be, doesn't it, that Australian radio is a hot property right now. People like Australian radio. They think it's edgy. They think it's cool.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'd say what you mean. I think what's happening is you've got a lot of European executives who are joining the industry in Australia. I think, you know, if you look back in, I'm so old, I remember in the 80s we had a lot of Australian executives coming to the UK. And people used to say to me, why? And that's because commercial radio in Australia started in the 20s. Around the same time as the BBC. So by the time we got to the 80s, and local radio in the UK was pretty struggling, to be honest, in the 80s, particularly outside the big cities, that they hired Australians to sort it out. And right the way through, Australians were very prevalent. Now what's happened is, in Australia, the next big growth area is in the digital economy, and Europe and the UK is advanced in the digital side than Australia is. So now it's our turn as European executives to bring our digital skills to that market. So it's a sort of just role reversal, really.
I mean, it's been a bit of a hodgepodge thing, the digital rollout in the UK. Some things have been started, failed, Channel 4 Radio and the likes. Are those errors that you've learned from, are those things that are not going to happen in Australia?
No, definitely not going to happen in Australia. We'll make different mistakes, I'm sure. But first on the UK, you know, just look at the last Radar. We're sitting at almost 40% share of digital radio, with almost 60% reach. So it's, you know, digital radio is hugely successful in the UK. We've got D2 being advertised some point, probably prior to June, which is going to bring 8 to 12 new national radio stations to the UK. It's going to be the biggest single change to radio in the last 15 years. And those 8 to 12 new national stations will come into a marketplace where digital radio reaches 60% of people. So they can come in with their first radios with 1 million listeners rather than building 1 million listeners over 5 years. So the best of times for UK radio is still ahead of us. In Australia, we're not there yet. And we're still into year 5. We're at the exact, I feel like we're in the same position as the UK was before Absolute Radio started, where people were going, is this really worth it? And then Planet Rock, Absolute Radio, Six Music, those key things changed everything for everybody. And we're seeing, we think in the next 12 months, there's some really interesting, exciting brand extensions happening. We've got Triple M Classic Rock launching. We announced Triple M Stadium yesterday, which is where we put English Premier League on digital radio. Sounds very familiar, right? And ARN have got a Mix 80s station that's launched now. And Nova Entertainment, which used to be called DMG, has extended Smooth out nationally. Oh, where have I held all those things before? So it's we're just, you know, the Australian market is just playing catch up on all things digital.
Your former station, Absolute Radio, it's not been kind of globalised as Bauer have taken it over. They seem to have left it. They've been fairly quiet at the moment. There's not been many changes on air. Do you think that's a reflection of the talent that's at the station?
Absolutely. When Bauer approached us about wanting to take Absolute Radio to the next level, they really believe in the brand. They really believe in the product and the team. And they backed that up. I mean, they have made some synergy savings by taking away duplicated back office functions like human resources and accounts and national sales. But all the things that made Absolute Radio unique, content, music, development, branded content, sponsorship, has all stayed. And the executives have got enhanced roles. Look at Adrian Fitch, who's head of digital insights, gone over to Bauer in a more senior role. Paul Brown, technical director now. I think you'll see other executives from Golden Square have more influence in the next 3 months. And I think you'll also see some very interesting announcements in the next few days about what Bauer intends to do with Golden Square that will raise a few eyebrows.
I get the feeling you may know a little bit about this.
Yeah, and we're very excited for the team, and it makes perfect sense, and it's going to be it's going to definitely bring the next industry wave of activity, which is, you know, and it's all going to be about involving and investing even more in talent and content, which is what right at the core of the Golden Square DNA.
Well, thank you for speaking to us, Clive. Good luck in Australia and taking it to a digital future.
Make sure you come and visit.